Historian and Critic. In Lewis's scholarship, the teacher, historian, and critic are united. He declares that the only genuine critical question is, how and why should we read this book? The historian's task is to show how, and the critic's to suggest why. The relative emphasis on these two functions varies in different books, but both are always important. The literary historian's responsibilities range from tracing language changes to outlining the worldview of the original audience. In many instances, these two topics have a common focus. The historian must also distinguish between features characteristic of the form of a work and features indicative of the author's individual purpose. Each of Lewis's major scholarly books concentrates on these ways of removing the barriers between readers of the present and writers of the past. In The Allegory of Love, Lewis identifies the relationship between the conventions of courtly love and the doctrines of a Christian society, showing how allegory influenced and was influenced by these complementary features of medieval thought. In A Preface to Paradise Lost, he analyzes the characteristics of epic forms as rules of the game Milton chose to play. In English literature in the 16th century, he puts the major writers in their setting and views them from the perspective of their numerous and now generally unknown contemporaries. In Studies in Words, he follows 8 words from their Greek, Latin, or Anglo-Saxon roots through their mutations in literature and on to current usage, linking their careers with cultural history. Finally, in The Discarded Image, returning to medieval literature, he constructs in meticulous detail the model of the universe on which medieval thought and imagery were based.